Welcome to this week's Burnout to Bulletproof, ladies. Last episode was the initial, here I am, and this is what I'm here for. Today, let's learn a little bit about why. Welcome to Burnout to Bulletproof. This is Francesca Cooper. I'm a female trailblazer who knows every woman struggles with their own version of burnout. Whether it's from career chasing, huge goals, motherhood, body image, family, and more. And I'm pretty positive I can help you through it. Doesn't matter where you came from, doesn't matter where you've been, or anything that you've done. You are enough, and it's time to make you bulletproof. I have very much been alone when facing most of my struggles. Not that I was alone in my life, or that there wasn't anyone around that cared about me, but I was alone and carrying my own cross. I felt all of my burdens very singularly, because nothing's more upsetting than when you're drowning and nobody can see you or knows how to save you. You don't want to go to someone and open up parts of yourself to have them either not understand or hold it against you. And when you have to save yourself, you really just want somebody to be able to throw you a life raft. I want to be that life raft for you. So let's hear it for all of you amazing women out there. Whether you want to be dog moms, human moms, single moms, career women, homemakers, store openers, 9-to-5ers, overweight, underweight, or hey, how about we just be happy and be the weight that we are? This podcast isn't made for one particular type of woman. It isn't made just for women who have children. It isn't made just for women who have demanding careers. It isn't made just for women who are military spouses. It isn't made for one specific woman. It's made for women experiencing burnout in every single part of their lives. And whatever that means to you is important to me. So over the last parts of my life, I moved back to my hometown when I was 19. I got my heart shattered into 1,000 pieces by my high school sweetheart. I then fell in love with my husband. Hey, it's okay to ask a boy out. I mean, I get it in high school that you're told, just wait for them. When you're a grown woman, if you like a man, ask him out. Then I ended up getting married. So it works, ladies. I had my oldest son at 21. And then I suffered 2 years of postpartum depression. I had to go back to work when he was only 6 weeks old. I also was recovering from an emergency C-section where I had major complications and I was not ready to leave my baby. So I suffered with that for a really long time, even until after he was a toddler. After he was born, I cleaned houses and I waited tables at the same time. I was married to my husband. We were 23. 6 months after that, he left for boot camp and I had a 2.5-year-old bright, shining baby boy, no husband. So I decided to start a business because that sounds like a really great time to do that. Balance being a mom, waiting tables. I've left the cleaning houses part behind because I found a really great serving job that was super flexible hours and made really good money. And I started the business. Then years down the road, we had our youngest child. I opened up a storefront for my small business. And then I experienced postpartum again. I experienced that version of postpartum in complete denial and didn't accept it until over a year later. I was asked to become the general manager of an up-and-coming fine dining restaurant. In that, I made the decision to hire a nanny because I could not function raising both of my kids, running a business, now working 70 to 90 hours at a restaurant, being a wife and all of those things. So we had someone come in to help us take care of the babies. We purchased a rental property that year. I was infuriated that I had to put my own house, because we were renting at the time, on the back burner. It was an argument me and my husband had for a very long time. But he's smart and he's ingenious and he's very, very handsome. So I can generally only stay mad at him for so long. The investment property is basically part of our retirement. so long-serving goal. But at the time, I was burnout, exhausted, two kids. I wanted my own house. I didn't want to have to put our life savings into something that I didn't think was mine. So that was really, really hard. It became overwhelming having a five-year-old, an eight-month-old, and then still doing all the things we were doing. So I decided that I was going to give up my business so I could only focus on one job again. Months after deciding that, I had a complete mental breakdown, missing birthday parties. I only tucked my kids into bed one night a week, not remembering what it was like to even be married or what it felt like to even sit down and go to dinner with my husband. I lost my mind, literally. I was relieved of my GM position shortly after the holidays, after I was made to work through Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve and miss fireworks with my kids and all of the things that I had missed. So I took it as a blessing in disguise and I started to rebuild my own dream again from scratch. Even if you step out of a small business for even a few months, if you go radio silence, people think you're done. So you kind of have to do a lot of recon and repair work. I learned to love who I was again. I had been told I didn't do anything right and that I wasn't worth it and that I needed to try harder and that I wasn't meeting standards for so long. I literally thought that there was nothing I could do right. I couldn't even make dinner. I didn't know how to drive a car. Like there was nothing in my life that I had that I didn't judge myself for. So I had to unlearn all of those things. I had to fix my marriage and I had to love my children. And so that was 2017, was a super big road to rebuilding. And then in 2018, I decided that it was time for me to have my own damn house. So we sat down, we made a plan, we built a home in 2018 that I record this amazing podcast in and that I am so thankful for. After we moved in, I underwent two emergency throat surgeries. And then 3.5 short months after that, my husband deployed, and that was single-handedly the hardest. I say 2016 was the hardest, but there's something about a deployment that just kind of blows everything away. While he was gone, I closed the storefront. The business is still going strong. It's going amazing. But losing that part of my vision was really, really hard to come to terms with. I started going to therapy, and then also my youngest is special needs. So being an advocate for him is a constant work. It's a constant draining of mental headspace. It's a constant, you're in fight or flight mode all the time when it comes to their education and what they need and their therapist. And then also while balancing that with not making your oldest child play second fiddle. And now COVID has taken every last piece of normalcy that most of us had. And so here we are. So there's a lot that I think that I can be a sounding board for. There's a lot that I think that I can help you get through. And I'm really, really happy that you're here.